89.1 WEMU's Morning Edition continues. I'm David Fair, and now I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each Thursday for Cinema Chat, and it's very good to see you once again. And I'm so very excited, not only about the new movies that are open, some special screenings that absolutely sound fascinating this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we're your year-round film festival.
You are indeed.
Certain truth to that. Kate Winslet became a movie star by the lucky chance of appearing in Titanic. And then, you know, a lot of people wonder.
Do you know who actually got that role first?
Who got it first?
Claire Danes.
Ah.
She turned it down. She said she did not want to be launched into the stratosphere and recognized it as a movie that would do exactly that.
Well, and Kate Winslet didn't recognize that, but clearly was aware of the downside of stardom and getting tracked into a particular role. So, you know, she took smaller roles. She got her film start with Heavenly Creatures, which was a Peter Jackson film that
right.
he wrote and directed, and she just feels very lucky to have had that. But then, you know, she had this huge, huge hit that launched her into stardom and essentially didn't back away from it, but took an alternative route. She said she had the freedom to do that, and she appeared in smaller films and art house kind of films, and she wanted to stretch herself and play characters and not get tracked or have her career fizzle out at the last minute or very quickly.
And by and large, she's chosen very well.
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful actress, as is Claire Danes.
Right, yeah.
So they have the top of the talent in terms of young actresses in that particular choice. So you know, congratulations to Kate Winslet, who was honored at the New York Film Festival, which is ongoing at the present time. So congratulations to her. Hollywood, talking about the distaff side of show business or the movies, the ACLU has asked the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to look into the fact that only two of the top 100 films in 2014 and only 18% of first-time directors for television are women. And this has been a huge problem in the entertainment business. For a very long time, discrimination of all kinds is something that the movie industry, TV and movie industry, cannot be proud of on any particular level.
Beyond the discriminatory and gender bias issues that go along with that, I feel as though we are being robbed of some stories and perspective.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Now, this isn't the first time the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has gotten involved. Back in 1969, there was a campaign and research done into this, and issues were raised and things were cited, but obviously not that much change has been created. So we'll hope that the times have changed and some degree of thoughtfulness can be injected into the process, and we'll see what changes happen over the next decade. Well, a woman that was extremely influential and rewarded for her role when she was thrust into the national, international world of politics and issues is Malala Yousafzai, the young woman, very young woman, who was very badly wounded by the Taliban back when she was 15 years old for the simple offense of going to school and being outspoken about it. And she ended up winning a Nobel Prize. But there's a documentary film that's opening this Friday at the Michigan Theater called He Named Me Malala, and he is her father. And it's a very compelling film that has gotten great, great reviews. Her speaking out on behalf of girls' education and many, many social issues in that vein has been put together into this movie that, again, has gotten great reviews.
If you've ever heard her speak, she will move you to tears.
And she was, she's spoken when her speech at for the Nobel Prize, again, when she was a teenager, is remarkable. The movie is reviewed as a forceful and exquisitely made piece of advocacy journalism. New York Times said so much in this movie sounds as if it was well rehearsed, but it really is a very strong film, all things considered. So check that out. It opens this Friday. Friday at the Michigan Theater. Another documentary that's opening at the State, which I got to see, called Stoned, Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, another entirely different side of human nature. It's the story of the National Lampoon. And really, it's the story of Saturday Night Live as well. The National Lampoon was a magazine that came out of the Harvard Lampoon in the 1970s. It had that 60s ethos. And it was very, very important to the youth of that particular era. And folks like Chevy Chase and John Belushi and a lot of the folks that you might recognize from the comedians of the mid-1970s and 1980s.
We're born in this era.
We're born in this era, and many of them were connected as writers or performers on the National Lampoon businesses. So they made a magazine, but they also had a radio show and did tours, campus tours, and things like that. So Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, the story of National Lampoon, again, is very well reviewed and a compelling and fast-paced kind of documentary that will give you a really interesting glimpse into the 1970s college satire that so many baby boomers were raised with. And the filmmaker, Doug Triola, actually has somewhat of a local connection. He went to school in Miami of Ohio and is a great, great guy who's been very, very supportive of the Art House Convergence. But his film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. Also played the Toronto Film or the Traverse City Film Festival. So go check it out if you're a fan at all of Saturday Night Live, the National Lampoon, or that particular strain of comedy.
As I mentioned, there's some great special screenings available this week.
Set in the 17th century, the Njinga Queen of Angola is part of the Lusophone Film Festival, which is a Portuguese film festival that's playing at the State Theater and has been over the last few weeks. Territory 313 versus 734.
This is what fascinated me. Detroit invading Ypsilanti.
Yeah. So there was an interesting documentary film about the state of Michigan being up for grabs in that particular way, and two rivals try to work together to tell the story. This is obviously a local-made film, and it's playing on Thursday, October the 8th.
313 versus 734.
Yeah, there you go. Wes Craven's classic slasher film, A Nightmare on Elm Street, is the midnight film at the State Theater. Go check that out. The Steven Spielberg series continues with his homage to Stanley Kubrick in AI, Artificial Intelligence. Lost and Love is playing as part of the Confucius Institute series that they're doing at the State Theater on Tuesday. And our truly, yours truly, John Waters film series continues with Female Trouble, starring Divine in both a drag.
There is no other film perspective like John Waters. He stands alone in what he presents.
He's a promoter of Baltimore, for sure. The NAM series for Korean Studies is also doing a film on October the 15th, and those are always interest. It includes a short film called Mobius, and go check that out. Opening at the Multiplex is Pan. This film stars Hugh Jackman as the pirate. This is a prequel to the story, and unfortunately, the reviews are not that strong for this. The special effects are very extensive and over the top, and the focus on the story, according to many of the critics, is not what they would have liked.
If you loved Peter Pan, which I inexplicably did, and probably getting the prequel is okay.
Never wanted to grow up.
That was it.
The Walk, which is about the French gentleman who strung a line between the Twin Towers and then walked across them, is a film that actually has gotten very good review. Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Philippe Petit. And the
3D IMAX version, I hear, is actually making some people ill and giving them vertigo.
Yeah, it's interesting because both of these films are, in a sense, special effects films.
Right.
And Peter Pan is negatively reviewed for the special effects being a little...
But The Walk is amazing.
But apparently. The Walk, yeah, I mean, the way that it creates that image is amazing. So go check that out.
Obviously some great options. I'm David Fair, and for Russ Collins, we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.